Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know what? When it comes to video games, we all love to cheese things from time to time. I know that we'd all love to say that we're true and blue gamers, that we'll play by the book and the rules of the book and the rule book that was the game, but sometimes we just cut the easiest path possible and cheese things to hell. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game exploits that destroyed the entire experience. Number 10, cheesing the warrior, Borderlands 2. So Borderlands 2's final boss, the warrior, is a tough cookie to beat, with a health bar that seems to take forever to deplete, annoying attacks like its powerful flame breath and those other smaller minions that spawn throughout the arena. It can be a real pain in the ass, especially if you've got no friends to help you out. But like most final bosses, it's supposed to be a pain in the ass. It's supposed to be the ultimate challenge, a place for you to utilize all of the skills and all of the loot that you've been picking up throughout the game. It's not meant to be easy. But then again, you could just use this exploit and turn this boss into an absolute joke. Instead of entering the warrior's arena, which is blocked off by a point of no return barrier, just jump up the rocks to your left to reach a vantage point. From here, not only can you shoot over the barrier and damage the warrior, but it will also be impossible for the creature's attacks to kill you. All you have to do is just pump it full of lead. Now, I know what you're saying, this doesn't affect the entire game, but since the warrior is meant to be the culmination of your Borderlands 2 adventure, ending things in such a manner does somewhat taint the entire experience. Number 9, Dropship Punch-Out, Apex Legends. Just like most other Battle Royale games, a match in Apex Legends begins with each player launching themselves from a dropship, touching down at their chosen location, looting up, and then looking for a fight. Well, that's how it normally goes. But back at the end of 2019, a lot of legends weren't even making it to the ground with their lives intact due to a ridiculous exploit that allowed players to beat their opponents to death from inside the dropship. If you happened to be on the receiving end of such fisticuffs, it meant that you were being punched into a downed state before the game had even started, which was obviously quite annoying. Now, sure, you could be possibly revived after launching, but bloodthirsty players soon got into the habit of following their dropship downs and finishing them off on the ground, a tactic that was near impossible to combat. For a time, Apex was a wasteland of unfair, unplayable matches, but thankfully the exploit was soon patched out, and the dropship became a safe place once more. Thank Christ. Number 8, Magic Corner Kicks, FIFA 20. Remember how easy it was to score in FIFA games from 10 or 15 years ago? Well, back then you were basically guaranteed a goal if you took a strike from the corner of the penalty box, but in recent years, nifty little tricks like this are no longer possible to do. Now, arguably this has made FIFA less fun, but on the plus side, the series is now more skill-based and competitive. These days, you have to get creative if you want to score rather than just holding down the shoot button from the edge of the opposing box. But hilariously, and despite EA's best efforts, guaranteed goals have not been eliminated entirely, because in recent FIFA games, such as in FIFA 20, all you have to do is exploit your corner kicks to smash the back of the net every single time. If you choose an in-swinging player with a high curve stat, aim for the far post, and apply the maximum amount of shot power, the ball will sail into the box and fly past the helpless goalkeeper, turning all of your corner kicks into free and easy goals. Now, obviously, firing a shot that homes in on the back of the net completely destroys the fair and competitive nature of a football match, especially in multiplayer, but then again, it is pretty funny to see the goalie just miss the ball entirely. Number 7, Farming the Gulag, Call of Duty Warzone. In Call of Duty's Battle Royale mode, Warzone, death is not the end, my friend. Instead, when you get owned by a screaming 12-year-old, you're thrown into an area called the Gulag, where you'll engage in a 1v1 encounter against another eliminated player, and if you win, you'll be placed right back into the regular Battle Royale mode. Simple. Well, the crucial thing about the Gulag is that it's a separate area, isolated from the Battle Royale map and inaccessible to players who have not died yet. However, a recent exploit has changed all of this. This is because Warzone regulars have discovered a way to actually break into the gulag without dying, allowing them to rack up some easy kills by picking off the eliminated players who were supposed to be fighting in a fair, isolated 1v1. By using this exploit, which is performed by using a loadout drop to push through the map, fully kitted players can enter the gulag and freely shoot at the helpless prisoners held within, which not only ruins the flow of the match entirely, but also nullifies the entire point of the gulag. Cheers. Number 6. Teabag Power Leveling – Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is a beast of a game, requiring well over 100 hours to achieve full completion, and this is partially due to the fact that it takes a rather annoyingly long time to hit the level cap, forcing you into a dull grind of side quests, contracts, arena fights, and other repetitive tasks. Alternatively though, you could skip this grind entirely by using a hilarious, easy to perform infinite XP exploit, which is done by changing a few keybinds and then teabagging over an enemy corpse. That's right, you heard me. This will trick the game into thinking that you're killing the enemy repeatedly, awarding you with the full XP every single time. It is meme-worthy stuff, my friends, but the exploit did actually ruin the game in two key ways. For one, you could end up with a player level of 99 but with level 50 gear, and since the game scales with your player level only, this meant that you'd be fighting high-level enemies whilst wielding some severely underpowered weapons and armor. But in addition, Ubisoft intended Assassin's Creed Odyssey to be a bit of a grind, whether you agree with that philosophy or not, but power leveling like this essentially makes the game's many, many side quests, extra objectives, and other XP gathering methods totally pointless, which detracts from what the game is trying to achieve. Number 5. The Bucket Trick – Skyrim. Oh god, where have you all gone? Oh, sorry everyone, the bucket slipped over my head again and I forgot that you all existed. Now, Skyrim is packed with all sorts of weird glitches and exploits, from launching dragon corpses across the map to duplicating items an unlimited number of times. Over the last 10 years, this game has been ripped apart in so many different ways, but one of the earliest game-breaking exploits that fans discovered is the amusing Bucket Trick. Now, under normal circumstances, Skyrim will punish you if you're caught stealing an item or pickpocketing an NPC. For example, you'll have a bounty placed on your head, one that you can increase if you resist arrest or continue thieving. But since stealing is a great way to make money, it's hard to resist the temptation, which can lead to the local law enforcement getting rather mad at you on a regular basis. But you know what? It doesn't have to be this way. Oh, I'm not telling you not to steal, not at all. But if you pick up a bucket or a basket and place it over the head of a nearby NPC, you can steal to your heart's content because these NPCs won't be able to see you and you won't receive any form of punishment. Now sure, this doesn't destroy the foundations of the game or anything like that, but it does make the theft system completely null and void. After all, you're supposed to be punished if you're caught nicking stuff, but with this exploit, you can just steal without consequence, which is obviously not how Bethesda intended the game to be played. Number 4. One-hit kills – For Honor. Rather than slicing and dicing your way through hundreds of enemies with ease, For Honor's one-on-one duels make you work pretty hard for your kills. Now, these fights can last for a while before a winner is determined, with slow and methodical combat that rewards careful movements over frantic stabbing. So, imagine how catastrophic it would be if players found a way to defeat their opponents in a single hit. That would be a total disaster, right? Why, yes it would. But sadly, this exact exploit was possible back during the game's launch window. Not too long after For Honor hit shelves, videos began to surface of players killing their enemies with a single hit, which was done by performing a series of easy-to-learn button presses, and that was it. It didn't require much skill to pull off this exploit, and as a result, it quickly started to spread, making the game's multiplayer borderline unplayable. As you'd expect, the backlash was enormous, with countless frustrated players having their online sessions ruined by one-hit kill abusers. On the plus side though, Ubisoft soon issued a patch, but up until that point, the game was absolute shambles. Number 3. The Developer Room – Fallout 4. Now, Fallout 4 is a huge game with tons of stuff to see and do. There are bobbleheads to collect, power armor sets to find, special weapons to blast your foes with, crafting components to build new items, and so much more. But what if you don't want to play the game in a proper way to discover all of this content? Well, just don't. Use this exploit instead. A secret that was discovered shortly after the game's November 2015 launch saw PC players entering the command COCQA smoke to teleport themselves to a hidden developer room, which was an area that contained all of the game's weapons, items, and armor. Needless to say, this made it completely pointless to progress through the game normally, because by using this exploit, you were instantly unlocking everything that Fallout 4 had to offer. You were basically activating God mode. Other Bethesda titles such as Skyrim and Fallout 76 also include developer rooms, something that was particularly disastrous in the latter game due to it being online only, and Bethesda even started banning people for exploiting the Fallout 76 dev room, which was another bit of bad press for a game that just seems to lovingly attract it. Number 2, Charge Jumping, Spyro 2, Ripto's Rage. As the recent Reignited Trilogy reminded everyone, the Spyro games have always been top-tier platformers. From gliding to head-bashing to melting minions with your flame breath, that little purple dragon is just such a fun character to control, which, in a series that basically boils down to move through the area and collect stuff, is pretty important. But if you don't want to collect everything the proper way, or if you just don't want to play through the game in the intended manner, then you can use the Charge Jump exploit to go out of bounce, access locked areas, and generally just crack everything open. In the original PS1 version of Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage, the charge jump exploit, also known as the double jump exploit, is performed by pressing the charge button while Spyro is at the peak of his jump. This will give him an extra little bit of height, which can be used to reach places that would be otherwise inaccessible. Don't fancy paying that slimy git money bags to unlock the bridge in Glimmer? Well then don't, just charge jump and go around for free. Want to reach Crush's dungeon without collecting all of the talismans? Well, again, the charge jump is your best friend. There are many other game skips that you can perform by charge jumping, and it's a key trick in Spyro 2 speedruns, but it's also actually easy for casual players to do this by accident, removing the need to progress through the game in the order that Insomniac intended. And number 1, skipping most of the game, God of War 3. Whether he's a brooding single dad or an emotionless grunting thug, Kratos has always been good at killing. But in God of War 3, his powers of mass murder weren't actually needed if you chose to utilize a huge exploit that let you skip most of the bloody game. Starting at the Judges of the Underworld section, which is actually quite early on in the story, you can bamboozle the game into triggering its finale early, breaking the chain in the middle of the room and sending Kratos towards the final boss Zeus. When all is said and done, you're looking at little over an hour for a complete playthrough. It's an absolute doozy of a game skip that isn't actually all that difficult to pull off, which explains why it's so utterly widespread. Everyone from trophy hunters to speedrunners has benefited from its use, and bizarrely, it was even transferred to the game's PS4 remaster in 2015. God of War 3 is a pretty bloody difficult game, so if you need a way to make it easier, then it doesn't get better than literally skipping the majority of the story.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.